Hello, welcome back to The Bachelor. I'm Samantha.
I'm Jordana.
Hey guys.
I have missed The Bachelor. I've been gone for a few weeks.
I know. What have you been doing?
I've been in LA, which is so exciting.
Yeah. At least you weren't in sunny Fort Lauderdale. The perfect place to fall in love.
I was in sunny Fort Lauderdale, actually.
I forgot you were. I said that completely forgetting.
It's not that sunny this time of year, though. It's kind of cloudy.
Yeah. Did you see a lot of yachts?
I did. We take this like annual trip, obviously. Like Ely and Sammy are on it. Every year, and so it was like funny because like we just get fucked up there, and like
and there they fall in love
and like take naps, and like that's now the perfect place to fall in love.
Yeah, I like that they are now in the more expensive vacation portion of the season. So they're in Paris now, and where are they going? Tuscany next week. And then it seems like they're going to hit up Machu Picchu even.
I just think it's funny that like no one has ever referred to Fort Lauderdale as the perfect place to fall in love.
No.
But anyway,
this more like the perfect place to like possibly get an STD from a stranger.
Exactly. But actually though, they went to Paris this week, which is
great.
Higher among the places to fall in love.
Yeah, so especially on this U by Uniworld boat that they were on.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is that where they're staying?
I don't know.
On a boat?
That was obviously like highly sponsored because it was like shown in so many shots, and they also called it out a few times.
Yeah.
How do you think they feed those lines to the contestants? They're like, okay, now you have to talk about how gorgeous this boat is.
Yeah. Now talk about like how beautiful Fort Lauderdale is and how like the palm trees make you want to fall in love.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll literally just give them a line that they have to repeat.
Yeah. And it's like, as long as you say the brand's name, that's good.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay. So this week they were in Paris. What I'm trying to think.
We'll start with Lauren. Let's just go
through the episode, because I actually thought, generally, I thought the episode was kind of boring.
I thought the same, except for the middle with Crystal, obviously.
Yeah, but even that, I thought they like could have blown that up more. Like she could have gone crazier or something. She really didn't
I think
2-on-1 is always a good way to spice up a season, though.
I think Crystal sort of like learned her lesson last week when he did not respond to her crazy in a favorable way, because she was crazy, but you could tell she was trying to hold it in. Like, we'll get to her later. Let's talk about Lauren first. Stay tuned for Crystal.
Stay tuned. Lauren B had zero to say.
Yeah, I can't believe there's another Lauren B who kind of looks just like the other Lauren B, and they act sort of similar too.
I feel like when you like have, when like the date is salvaged only by like revealing something like deeply intimate about yourself, like the date is not good. Like your personalities don't mesh. If you have to make the date meaningful or move the conversation along by like revealing dark secrets of your past, then like it is not happening.
Yeah, they were like very, very silent on the entire first half of the date. I do think she wore really cute outfits the whole episode, but she was like really silent. And then like literally on the date, there was one point like their conversation that they played was, Ari goes, I see all the time like big wheels of cheese like that at home. And she goes, wow. And that was the only conversation that was like shown until dinner, when she was basically like, I feel like I can't open up if I don't trust you. And like, I get that. Like, I do think what she was saying was valid. And I think that made him like her more, even, because she was like harder to get.
But you don't have to like, it's not about opening up. You could just like be like friendly. Normal.
Right. I also think that if you can't like, if you are so like guarded that you can't speak, then you shouldn't be on a dating show.
Right. Well, this also brings me to my issue with Ari. If this girl was like a little less attractive, or God forbid over 30, she would have been gone by now.
Yeah,
because they literally had nothing to talk about, because Ari's like, I have a crush on you because you're like hot and blonde and like thin, like I want to make this work. It's like,
right.
He got rid of a shit ton of contestants, right, who had like much more to say, had a much better time with him, who just like were a little older, like,
right. It's, or weren't like just your classic hot blonde,
right.
Like, she's really just you kind of see that when she has nothing to say to him and he has to like pry it out of her with this like story about his like ex-girlfriend like having a miscarriage, like when that is like the level you have to go to, you probably should not be pursuing this anymore.
Exactly.
You have other options, Ari.
Also, I just think it just shows like how absurd this show is, because if I went on granted, this is your first date alone with this person, right?
Yeah.
This is first date.
But they've known each other for weeks.
Fine. They've known each other for weeks. They've
so
had like
long.
They've had like 4 or 5 15-minute conversations before. If a guy, I'm on a first date with him, And he tells me that he was with a woman who had two kids before, and she got pregnant with his baby, and then called him one weekend on a Saturday and said, "I lost the baby. Don't come home." Like, yeah. That would be a big red flag for me. I'd be like, okay, like, what kind of person is this person when they're like faced with responsibility and like faced with commitment and faced with like dealing with their shit when it's not just like fun shit.
Right.
Like, what kind of person is this? Like, that would be a huge, but for her, she's like, oh, Ari like opened up to me. It's like, yeah, listen to what he's saying.
Yeah. Listen it's to like, the thing he's up. Telling you. Right. Also, like, my mind in that went like, the way that he told that story, it seems like he had kind of already abandoned this woman and to go racing. He's like, it just didn't work with my schedule for her to have a baby. It's like, okay, what about putting the condom on? Did that work with your schedule? Right. Like, what's wrong with you?
My next question to him would have been like, well, like, what were you doing that she decided to like, that when she lost the baby, like, that, if that he was, you didn't, that you weren't around, like, why were you why was your relationship so contentious? Why did you break up? Like, what was it? Like, no one's asking the right questions.
Right. It just shows that if he hadn't been, he obviously hadn't been around whatsoever in general. It's not like he like run out to CVS. She had a miscarriage.
She was like, don't come home.
Yeah. It's not like he was like out getting her like, you know, pregnancy nausea meds. Like, he'd obviously emotionally abandoned her before that text was sent. And it's like, he's not even there during the miscarriage or like, I don't know. I don't know the logistics of how, like, miscarriage, like, they take, I feel like they take more than, like, an hour.
I mean, you,
hour.
Like, you know, then they, I mean, it's, like, they take however long they take, but you know they happen, and then, like, it's gone, it's, like, done.
Right. But it's not like he just, like, slipped out for a second and happened.
Right.
It's
like he clearly, obviously, like, away for the weekend and had been, like, negligent and clearly wasn't, like, as involved as, he should have been, and, like, she just brushed all that shit, like, aside and didn't ask any questions about that.
It's weird how that made her, like, more attracted to him. Like, if someone told me that story, I'd be like, I do not want to marry someone who, who, like, has that sort of situation.
Right. Unless their next line was like, and then this happened, I felt like so terrible about this that like I really reevaluated like all my priorities and all my values, and I realized that I wanted to be like a totally different person. I feel so terrible about how I handled that situation.
Yeah.
That like, if unless that was like the next part of that conversation, which it wasn't at all.
At least not that they showed us.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't. Like, he doesn't just, I don't feel like he's like that kind of guy.
Yeah. But instead it made her like fall for him immediately because she was like, she was just misprioritizing. Like, she obviously thinks, oh, it's more important that he trusts me with the story. I'm sure all the other girls haven't heard this story.
Right.
It's also, I think it's interesting, we haven't heard that story.
Yeah.
Like, probably, I've known Ari for 5 years.
I don't think that aligns with like ABC's vision of like who they want you to think Ari is.
Right. And I feel like maybe they only had to show that part of the conversation because they needed her, they needed to show her liking him,
right,
so that she could stick around reasonably without like, it's just like someone like if someone like Jacqueline with Jacqueline's personality looked like Lauren, she would probably have won already.
Yeah,
like
she'd be like
a personality
front runner,
right? Because instead with Jacqueline, we'll get to her later also, but like what he says about her is like, oh, she's so intelligent and funny and like,
I don't like,
and he
it.
Doesn't.
Right. She might be too smart for me. It's like, yeah, she thinks it's crazy.
Right. Okay.
Group date. The group date was really annoying for me.
Yeah, I hated the group date.
Because like it's another example of Ari's just like shallow like ickiness.
Yeah.
He has them like in the Moulin Rouge, they blur all their asses because their asses are out. They're wearing these like diamond lingerie things.
I really feel
and
like
he's just like standing there like judging them and watching them. It was like gross to me.
I really feel that date does not belong in 2018. Like, I feel like they should not film dates like that where it's like so clearly objectification.
Yeah.
Of like you were literally basically, like, Moulin Rouge is supposed to represent, like, prostitution in, like, the late 1800s. Like, that's, like, what the Moulin Rouge is about. If you saw the movie Moulin Rouge, which I watched recently, it's fucked up. It's literally,
I watched
Kim is
a prostitute.
Too, yeah, she's a prostitute, and she gets tuberculosis, and the guy makes still pawns, like, you know, still pimps her out to the Duke guy. It's, like, really fucked up. I loved that movie when I was younger.
The soundtrack is amazing.
It is. Still is. Because Elton John.
Right. But it's a very, it's indicative of the time. That movie that took place in, like, what? Early 1900s.
Right. Which is basically what this date was.
Right. It's, like, you have, Ari has these girls, has, like, six girls dressing up in, like, diamond lingerie.
Can outfits.
Right, exactly. And then he, like, judges them based on, like,
their dancing ability. Right,
and they're all competing for his affections. It's, like, gross.
Right. It's like when you're literally judging some, like, judging women on dancing, you are basically in a strip. Like, right. You might as well go to a strip club and find a wife there.
Right. There's not, I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with, like, wearing that shit or, like, having fun with sexually, but the fact that it's like they're like making it a competition, right. And it's like he just gets to sit there and judge, right.
And he's picking them based off of something completely shallow and baseless, right. Like it'd be one thing if like there was a competition, like they were dancing and it was like a fun thing and it was sort of like he was doing it too, mm-hmm. And it was like more, it was less, but it's literally the Moulin Rouge, the point of it is to objectify like female dancers. I'm not saying this to be like so PC or anything. I'm just saying this is a dating show and you're trying to like make it seem like this is they're building legitimate connections, yet you spend the 8-hour date as like a dancing comp, like a sexy dancing competition.
It's just funny because like I feel like Ari wants to position himself as like I was this like crazy bachelor, but now I'm like ready to settle down and ready
because
to,
all
like,
your friends are
and ready to be serious because all my friends are and I'm ready to like take on responsibility and be in a committed relationship. When it's like you're just saying that, like yeah, like maybe some part of your brain thinks that, but all the thing, like the way that you act and the way that you interact with women and the woman that you choose.
Like Lauren
really
B.
Right, really don't show that you have like any sort of heightened level of maturity at all.
Right. Even like with like Tia, let's say. I think he likes Tia, but he doesn't like her as much as Lauren B because she's into him and because she shows him. So like it's like he's like the epitome of like sort of like a fifth grade guy. Like right. He has two girls he kinda likes, he kinda dicks them both around, but the one who shows that she likes him, he is like not gonna be as into automatically because she's not making him like try.
Right. Which is kinda like for a 36-year-old man, it's like let's get over that.
Right. It's like you're the bachelor, you're supposed to be trying to get engaged. Last season they didn't pick Peter because he didn't want to settle down, and like you act like you want to settle down, you say it, but you actually don't seem
at least
like
Peter
that at
said
all.
It. Okay.
At least Peter admit it.
Yeah.
They kind of Peter and Ari, I sort of see them very similar.
I feel like I like Peter just doesn't seem as like manipulative. I feel like he's just like a nice
because
kind
he
of
refused
dumb guy.
To
yeah.
do it.
He just, but
when
he
to.
Wasn't like trying to bullshit anyone.
Yeah. Their performances were horrific. Ari's lip syncing with Becca was like so embarrassing. Like if I were her, I would have just like left the show right there, like because he was so bad, like he was so embarrassing.
It's like, oh, you're dancing in this Moulin Rouge thing with this old ass man. Ugh. Compared to you, not like for life, but like compared to Becca.
Yeah, she's gonna like, I feel like Becca's a kind of person who's like life is gonna just take her a lot of weird places. I liked her. You haven't been on this with me, but I've been a big fan of Becca M. Mm-hmm. Last night I was not because she was kind of like annoying and pixie-ish, like,
yeah.
But at the same time, I still feel like everything she says is more real than, like, anything anyone else says.
It is, but maybe it's because she's 22 and she doesn't actually give a shit.
Right.
I feel like she's just...
We also said what we thought at 22. Yeah.
She really is just here for a good time, and, like, she thinks she knows shit, so that's why she, like, says a lot of shit. And some of it's true, and some of it's, like, just shit that she's saying. But I think at 22, like... She's not here really to find love. She's here like to have a great time. And if she happens to find something,
right.
Like she is, unlike someone who's like older, who's like,
desp.
Oh, this could be like a real thing. Also, who the fuck is Jenny? Like,
Jenna.
I saw her.
It's Jenna.
Was it Jenna? Oh,
yeah.
I saw her on this episode. I'm like, has she been hiding somewhere for the whole season? I did not notice her at all.
She's just in like the blonde cohort of like, I don't know. Like, I sort of like look at like who he picks at this point, and it's like, you literally just pick like clone, like, I feel like if you took a screenshot of The Bachelor like this year and you compared it to like any other year, you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. It's always just like this fucking asshole guy with these like generic blonde girls who all look the same, who don't actually say anything new.
Right.
And there's always the same dynamic, like the bachelor likes the person who doesn't like him as much, and he tries to like get the hottest one to like be into him, and like then that girl gets to the end and it's always like they always kind of just create the same thing again. But
they do.
Yeah. My favorite was when like Becca got the time and the rest of them are like, I'm so jealous she gets to spend this extra time with Ari. Like, this isn't extra time. This is like a clown show. Like, what are you talking about?
They're
not
this
bonding.
Weird extra time like on the like Moulin Rouge.
Right.
thing. Like, ugh, it's, I don't know. The with whole thing is so creepy.
Creepy costume. Like, it was so creepy.
Okay, as a Jordana, side.
This Paris date did actually make me want to go back and look at our old abroad pictures. Because I went to the Moulin Rouge and I was like, is there a picture of Jordana and I on a group date at the Moulin Rouge?
I don't think I went inside. I just saw the outside. Maybe we separated.
I think I went, okay, I looked through. There's pictures of me and JA in front of the Moulin Rouge, but then there's like us elsewhere in Paris.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah. Maybe I'll post so those on my Insta story.
So abroad.
With a swipe up to the Bachelor podcast.
Also, did you see the Caitlyn and Sean Ready Whip commercial?
No, I skipped the commercials.
It was like pretty interesting. I usually skip the commercials. This one came on right after the thing ended and I like wanted to watch it. It's just, it's so funny how the Bachelor is its own like little like fucked world. Up micro world.
Yeah.
And it was a Ready Whip commercial for like it was like sexual like innuendos
about like whipped cream
with Sean and what's her name?
Catherine?
No, not Catherine.
Caitlin?
Caitlin. Sean Caitlin and Caitlin. Bristow. Yeah.
She's one of those that I just forget about.
Because her season was like, I guess it was like Nick Vile's second comeback season.
Right. Who can even keep track of all of them?
I know.
I wonder if the producers like ever worry about devaluing like the contestants by having them on so many times. Like I feel like when you already make someone more desirable by putting them on multiple times, unless it's the straight up like second runner up to become the Bachelor, or if they just put them on Paradise.
Here's what I think happened. Emily Maynard was on Brad's season,
mm-hmm.
and then she won. They broke up, but everyone loved Emily.
Right.
So they brought her back to be like the Bachelorette for her own. I think people like that season actually did really well.
I liked her. She was like cute and nice.
Yeah. So they tried to like replicate that formula with Nick V.
Right.
But it doesn't work. He didn't have quite the same appeal.
It only works also, if you like them.
Right. That was also like years ago, like before, like I think the Bachelor was the machine that it is today.
Well, I think the Bachelor was always this machine. It just, the machine has been exposed by Instagram.
Maybe that's it. Like the motives have been exposed.
Yeah. Because think about it. You used to be able to only consume The Bachelor Monday nights, 8 to 10. That was the end. And maybe 8 to 11 on the after the final rose nights. But like now you can consume The Bachelor every day because you can follow these people on their Insta stories. You can stalk them and see if they're like, see who maybe won by, if you really care. Like you can really, you can get these contestants all the time. They're making themselves fully available.
And now they branched out. They have Bachelor in Paradise. They have the Bachelor Winter Games.
I can't wait.
They have all the weddings that they like, they show and like all the people that come back and they exploit them. It's like their own little like Bachelorverse.
It used to be like limited and more aspirational, I feel. Like, you would want to get that people cover. Who cares if you have a people cover now? You just want the most likes and followers and endorsements.
Right. No one cares about that shit anymore.
Yeah. Should we do the
two-on-one? Let's do the two-on-one.
Best part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, no one who's ever actually been on a two-on-one, I think, has won. Even just by nature of being on a two-on-one, he's basically telling you, like, he's not that into you.
Because the producers know that a two-on-one is never going to, like, lead to... It could, I guess.
Well, you would never subject someone that you actually like really liked or cared about to a two-on-one.
Right, because the point of the two-on-one is not to see if their relationship is going to be good for
it's
either one
of
those people.
It's to get rid of someone else. Right,
it's to keep it exciting. And they only have two-on-ones. There's never been a two-on-one where it's just like two neutral people. It's always like a two-on-one with like the enemy.
Well, that's why Crystal knew she was going to be on it.
Courtney Robertson went on a two-on-one. And she won.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure there have been two-on-ones. Taylor went on a two-on-one.
Taylor, who's Taylor?
Dates Derek, but then she didn't win that.
You know, she got Corinne won over her.
Right, Corinne
got picked.
Okay.
But she didn't win the
Corinne
Bachelor.
Corinne didn't win. Right, they always put the villain. Right, Courtney probably only got it because she was the villain.
They always put
It's always the villain and some like innocent little lamb brought to the slaughter. Like Kendall.
Which is why
like,
Kendall
so
was
nice.
Like shaking.
Yeah, I actually liked Kendall. Like I thought Kendall early on the season. I thought Kendall would be just like this taxidermy weirdo who's like whatever, like exposed for
the one
being
who
a taxidermy
weird.
Weirdo. And no, I think the taxidermy might be like where her weirdness ends. Like she just has a weird hobby and like everything else is sort of.
Normal-ish?
Staple. Yeah.
I don't know. I like can't decide if I find her like annoying or I kind of like her. The part where she like tells like basically like tries to like put Crystal in her place by
like psychologically
by like fake empathizing
her.
With her.
Yeah.
That was like first I was like, is this like a good move? Like, maybe this is a good move for like your portrayal to America, that you're like, oh, I'm sure you've been through so much, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But like, I know that's bullshit. Like, she's no. like actually doesn't like Crystal, obviously. Like, she's not like really trying to like relate to Crystal or feel like, she only wanted to do that to see if she could like bring her like down a notch so that she would like be less aggressive because she was dealing with her. But I don't think she actually felt like she was empathizing with Crystal.
No.
Or like really gave a shit about her.
I got more of a vibe that she was like, I didn't think it was like true empathy as much as I thought it was like, I get you and why you're doing this, and I'm not like gonna be mad at you or like go to your level of like insane reaction, but I know the reason you're doing this is because you're sad inside, which is true. Like, think about it. Like, if someone's like a bully, it's just because they're sad. That's it. Like, I can say the reasons I've been mean to people is when I'm most insecure.
I don't really feel like she's like a bully. I feel like that's a lot of editing, Crystal. Like, she's annoying.
She's delusional.
I think she's annoying and she's a little delusional, but do I think she's like a bully? Like, not really.
I think she, no. The way she talks about how like no one here's on my level, it's not a bully.
That's good
in
also
the normal
all be
sense.
Like edits. Like, just
she said that like six times.
Yeah, saying that to the camera is different than saying that to like people. Like, I don't see her any evidence of her like actually bullying any particular contestant
because
in
she's
itself.
Like a yoga instructor. She's like, I don't think she's a bully. I think she's delusional and she treats people in a way that is I don't
she
know,
may like think
bad.
She's better than people and like be a little delusional about like the way she's portrayed, but I don't think she's actually a bully.
I think fine, maybe we don't use the word bully for her, but I do think that she is crazy and treats people very oddly. Like, for example, like the way she like rehearsed these lines to like, she clearly had like rehearsed these lines to say to him, like to sound rational and like to basically say what the exact right thing to say was. Like, she's like, oh, the color and the texture and the depth of our relationship. It's just like, I just want it to be like amazing. And I don't like, no. And then she brings up Kendall. She's like, I don't think that Kendall is ready to be in love. I don't know. Like, what do you think? And it's like, it's really weird. Like, why do you go from like trying to like rectify your behavior last week to then like putting down Kendall? Like, that's not the way to handle it. Yeah. And that's what got her kicked off.
I think the last move was her worst move. She should have just kept it at like, sorry, I was acting like a maniac.
Right.
This shit like gets to me. But I don't think she's self-aware enough to do that.
Agreed. I mean, I think that like, okay, first of all, I think that was a good date, the maze. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool date. But I also think it was weird that Ari repeated to Kendall 1 minute later what Crystal had just said about her. Like, are you like a gossip? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
also,
why are you involved in this?
They probably, Crystal probably told him to say that. But also, like, why wouldn't you just ask her yourself?
If, right.
Like, you could just say that without saying that Crystal told you that. It's not like she told you a secret. Like, you could just be like, I'm wondering, like, from all our conversations,
yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, you don't need someone else. You don't need to bring someone else into it.
Right. Like, it's very childish of him to do that. I sort of wish they showed more of her conversation, because I think she came off as, like, mature for the most part.
Kendall.
Yeah. Like, I think she came off as
very
level-headed.
No, she did. He also, like, asked to speak to her in private, and they never showed that.
Yeah.
Which was weird. He just came back and he chose her.
I don't know. I think there's like something a little bit off about her, but it could just be like off for TV.
Right.
Like it could just be like the taxidermy thing. But I think that she like showed that she was very rational on this date. Like the way she was obviously very nervous. She was able to like maintain being very calm. Even after she knew that Crystal had gone to Ari and like talked shit about her, she still was very like,
yeah,
like
she did,
level-headed.
She did a good job of composing herself. It must be all the taxidermy skills have taught her patience.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I was surprised by like her, because I don't know.
She's not gonna win.
No, she won't win. But you see the taxidermy girl, and you assume like, oh, this girl's gonna be a freak. She's gonna do something weird. And I think that the taxidermy is the weirdest thing.
I bet she's not even really into taxidermy. I bet you like,
agreed,
she did it once and they made her taxidermy girl.
Or her dad like owns a taxidermy store and she like has them. And
dad,
like,
the inventor of taxidermy.
Yeah. They've been doing that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I was happy Crystal left though.
I was happy too. I have like a little bracket. So and she's in it. So I was like a little annoyed about that. But on the whole, if I was completely objective, she was annoying.
I mean, I was happy she got kicked off, but it's going to be less exciting next week. And maybe she'll come back.
I thought she left in a very like weird, like underwhelming way.
Agreed.
He was just like, well, Kendall, like, I need to give you the rose, and like,
yeah,
Crystal, I wish you good luck. And then they just like left.
I bet you she'll be back. I really was expecting like an Olivia Caridi cry.
They would have shown a preview of it already. I think
maybe not. I don't know. I agree. It was anticlimactic for someone that like.
Yeah, annoying. I was just like, okay, like, well, I guess we'll move on. Who is the next girl? I even forgot her name already. Jacqueline, right.
She popped up. I thought for sure she was going to get kicked off because she was one of those people who just, like, hard and fast rule, if someone just pops up, they're going to, like, late, they're going to get kicked off.
Yeah. There's nothing particularly, like, interesting about her.
It felt a little bit friend-zone-y, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she seemed just a little too not for him.
He said she was too smart.
Clearly.
That's what happens when you're too smart.
Where'd she go to school?
No idea.
Like one of them went to Yale.
No, that was CN. Yeah.
Right. She's not Yale.
I love CN.
I like CN too.
For Bachelor.
CN could be on Bachelor in Paradise and like make her way up.
Could.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I don't know. I think he basically admitted that he's intimidated by a smart girl.
That was like, I thought it was a boring date. He took her shopping again. I thought that was weird. He like really likes shopping with girls. I think it's creepy.
Because he is a little bit emasculated.
And maybe also, I feel he like likes watching them like change. It's like weird.
Yeah, when like trying outfits for him. I feel like it was like, especially you're gonna take the smart girl shopping. Like, what the fuck?
What is he gonna do? He definitely doesn't give a shit about like museums or anything.
Right.
Or churches.
Okay, they could like go for a walk.
Yeah, they did go for a walk down the shopping street.
Yeah, you're right. It's ridiculous. Right. Do you think she got to keep the clothing? She was like, I don't want to do this. She's like, I don't know what to buy for myself.
Yeah. It's like awkward. Shopping with a guy, I think, is like kind of awkward, especially early on.
Yeah. Shopping like, with a guy is awkward. Like, would you want to go shopping?
I don't even like shopping by myself. I didn't want to like shop with someone else, like judging what I'm picking, like my outfits.
I'm just thinking like if my boyfriend was like, let's go shopping, I'll buy whatever, I'll just sit here. I would feel like so uncomfortable.
Right. Like, I'd also be bored.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want to be there.
Ari, I guess, does.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't think she's going to last that much longer.
Yeah. Okay.
What about the people who got kicked off?
So he kicked off Chelsea, Jenna.
Yeah.
That wasn't surprising. Chelsea, I thought, was surprising. I forgot who the last girl was.
Because there was no lead up to him letting her go.
Who was the last girl?
I don't remember. But Lauren, it seems, in the previews, is going to go crazy next week because she, like... See, now I see why she couldn't open up, because she knows about herself that the second she like starts to care that she can't control it, and she'll spiral. So,
yeah, who was she talking to? Like some producer, I guess. About
I don't remember. I didn't rewind, but she was like flipping out.
So, who do you think? Who do you think has the ex that comes back?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Beck. No, maybe Becca K. Becca K sort of looks like Bella Hadid.
I think she's a less attractive version of Bella Hadid.
Well, sure. Bella Hadid's like a very attractive version of herself. Own look. So.
I don't know. Something about Becca K doesn't really do it for me.
Me either. But I do think she has the Bella Hadid face vibe.
I guess I could see that. I don't really like... I like CN. That's like the only person I really am enjoying this season.
I
think.
I like Becca M when she says things. She calls things out.
She's like a little too much energy for me.
I know. But she said, like, I still maintain that she like is the only person who is sort of like not being taken in by like the show.
Right. Like, and again, it's because she doesn't get it.
Because she's young.
Right. So she's just like, oh, whatever. I'm here. Oh, my God. Right. I'm on The Bachelor. It's so random.
Right. Exactly. That is what I'm at.
So Elizabeth writes in and she wants to know what our thoughts are on Bachelor contestants and vocal fries. AKA the slightly raspy, I lost my voice way of speaking. I feel like there are a disproportionate number of Bachelor contestants that have this condition. To name a few, JoJo, Crystal, and whichever Lauren gets sent home on that one-on-one at the winery. Do you think girls do this on purpose because they think it makes them sound sexy or dumb? Do you think this is just an unexplained phenomenon? Do you think they're all just trying to talk like Ellie Goulding sings? Please discuss.
Oh, so actually yesterday I was working on our book. Mm-hmm. Which is coming out in October, guys. You should
check it out. Well, don't check it out yet.
So I wrote a section about like how to like make your voice sound like you're at work, like that you're not like an idiot at your sorority chapter. And one of the things I wrote about was vocal fry. and how it like undermines you. I personally think I have a lot of vocal fry. Listeners, please let me know.
I still don't really get what it is.
But it's like, what do you think?
Do I have vocal fry?
I don't think you do that badly.
Does everyone have like, is it like a spectrum or is it like it's you have spectrum. It or you don't?
It's a spectrum, or it's like you would do, like it's like you a spectrum of you do it more and more.
Crystal's, is that like what vocal fry is?
Crystal is like vocal fry, and she has upspeak, which is like asking, is like when your sentences go up at the end as if you're asking a question, but you're not. Yeah, Crystal has both those things. Vocal fry, okay. Why think they have it? I think it's very common among women. It's sort of like when you're not confident maybe about what you're saying, or if you're
which is a problem that a lot of bachelor contestants probably have.
Or it's just like a habit. Like, I think it's a lot of people, the way they speak. It's like, you know, it's like when you speak and you're just like, I don't know. Like, it's when you don't have anything to say.
Right.
You're just like, I'm just imagining someone,
like a woman, like female president speaking like that.
That's probably, very funny. You know what? Like, Hillary Clinton probably didn't get elected because she doesn't have vocal fry. It's like, no, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I just think that this policy is like
really hurtful. Yeah, it's just common among women, and I think it is a result of probably not knowing what you're gonna say. And
right. Yeah. Okay, would you
like how people talk on Insta story,
would you rather be the next bachelorette or the next president of the United States?
Oh shit. Oh my God. Okay, I always said I will literally never go on the bachelorette. Mm-hmm. But I really don't want to be president. Because there's actual responsibility involved, like right. People's lives. I don't want that.
I think I'd rather be the next bachelorette, sad as that is.
Me too.
Although a legacy nonetheless.
You know why? Because I don't think the president is like a position that should be like pursued for like your own glory, whereas like the bachelor is.
Right.
And like,
it's all about
if you don't think that you're supposed to, like, you don't think you're going to be a good president, you like shouldn't do that. But like, if you're a bad bachelor, like, no one's hurt but you and maybe the franchise. And again, it'll survive. So
the franchise.
Yeah.
We must protect the franchise.
Do you think they have to like sign a pact? Like, always for the good of the franchise.
Above all else. I think the Bachelor franchise is much more like a dictatorship than the democracy that we are sort of currently in.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of like rules and censorship.
Oh, yeah. A lot of NDAs, a lot of threatening letters from lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So we have time for one last game, and it's BFF Party With Shoot Kendall, Crystal, Becca, M.
Kendall, Crystal, Becca, M. Shoot, Crystal. This is a very easy one. Be
party with
be
Becca.
Party
M.
with Becca M. And be friends with Kendall. Kendall.
Yeah, because she seems like she could have like a real conversation.
She can teach me a little something about stuffing animals.
There's a lot of K names, I guess.
Yeah,
Becca with a K. Something like Kardashian.
Becca,
in the air.
There is Becca K.
Becca K. Becca. Both Beccas, I think, have a K. Maybe one.
No,
just one.
Becca M. has a K in the middle, right. And Becca K. is Becca K.
Yeah, I think that was an obvious
Crystal
one too.
Kendall.
What did you think of Becca M's mom reporting her missing when she
oh
was...
my God. I forgot. Yeah, I can't believe we just talked about that now. I think it shows that they have a fucked up relationship.
I also think it shows she's like super young.
Yeah, and she's like
supposed to text her mom every time she goes out.
Was it because she was on The Bachelor that her mom reported her missing? Like, this happened a
bit
ago.
I think
ago.
She like, probably just, like, her mom probably forgot she was on the...
Yeah. I think it gives you a little bit of insight into where Becca M comes from.
Sounds like she's a little bit of a rebel. If you look at her Instagram, she has, like, all sorts of different hair colors and shit.
And under the armpits.
She's just a free spirit.
I know, and that would normally make me hate her, but I actually feel that it's, like, real, and I kind of like her.
I always like a girl who, like, doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, and she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, so Becca that's nice. Becca M. She's definitely going to be either on Paradise or... I don't think she's has enough fans to be the next Bachelorette. She's too young.
No, she's too young. I don't think she even wants to do that. Yeah. Like, she
I can
wants
see her.
To, like, go rock climbing.
She might be too cool for Paradise, but we'll see.
No, she's not too cool for Paradise.
No one's too cool for Paradise.
No, Paradise is, like, fun.
That's true. It's definitely a free spirit.
If you could go on any franchise, which one would you go on? Meaning, like, you would be the Bachelorette, or you would be a Bachelor contestant, or Paradise.
Oh, you mean, like, in general. But I'm on some Bachelor thing.
Yeah, which one would you want to be on?
Well, you have to be on The Bachelor to get on Bachelor.
Let's pretend we don't have these fake
rules. I would be on Paradise.
Me too. Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right.
That's our episode.
Email us.
Email us. Stay tuned next week.
Wait, what's
we'll
our email?
Be
Bachelor?
Bachelor, B-E-T-C-H-E-L-O-R.
At Betches.
Betches.com. Please email us if you know any insider Bachelor scoop, if you have any questions for us about what we think about shit like vocal fry or who is leaving or why we still watch this fucking show.
Yeah,
please email
us. That's a question
us.
I'd love to answer.
And we will get back to you. Okay, bye.